Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Jim Carafano, great to have you back on the air, my friend. Happy Friday.
Hey, you know what? I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's just been one massive blur of what did they do now?
Yeah, well, now you've got the Canadian Prime Minister blaming Donald Trump for the fact that the Iranians shot down an airliner. That's what we've got now.
So I did not listen to all his comments and all his qualifiers. And so I'm not going to judge exactly what the British or the Canadian policy or view is on this. But here's what I will say is for those who want to, and first of all, I think it's highly likely that the airliner was shot down by an Iranian missile. I think that's, I don't know if we can say that 100%, but that certainly seems like where we're going. Probably accidental. They probably didn't mean to do that. But for people who want to somehow spin this as, you know, Trump's fault, it's a couple interesting things. It's interesting is they're immediately blaming Trump while the Iranians are denying that it ever happened, which is ironic.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so the guys you're defending, essentially you're saying, well, we know they lie and they're reckless and feckless, but we still think it's Trump's fault, right? That's weird. But the other thing is people need to go back and read their talking points, because if this is Trump's fault, then MH17, remember the Ukraine airliner that was shot down by a Russian aircraft system that they gave to mercenaries, right? Then essentially what you're arguing is the shoot down of MH17 is really Ukraine's fault, right? And Putin is just an innocent guy, and the Russians were just kind of caught in the fog of war. So it's like you have twisted your morality to somehow make this all about Trump. And I think people have to be really careful about this. I mean, we saw the same thing with, you know, taking out Soleimani. Essentially, they were making arguments against taking out Soleimani, which basically, if they were actually true, which they're not, would have meant that taking out bin Laden was immoral and illegal, taking out Baghdadi was immoral and illegal, and taking out the hundreds of terrorists that Obama droned in his 8 years was immoral and illegal.
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi, I had found a bite from her back in 2011 after President Obama bombed Libya. And they asked if he had exceeded his authority, and she point blank said no. He's not exceeded his authority. She had a very different point of view on it then.
I don't. All these people that are saying, I just think they think Americans are stupid, right?
Yeah.
That somehow we forget what they said yesterday, and somehow we can't parse an unbelievably blatant partisan comment from reality. So, I mean, part of this has kind of bled over into this debate about the War Powers Act and authorization to use military force, when a lot of it's just partisan block. Now, there are some people, Republicans, conservatives, take an issue with the president. They're speaking about very different things. They're not opposed to killing terrorists. I mean, they have some constitutional separation of power space. I think they're wrong, right? But I just think they're wrong. But they're talking about constitutional issues and legal issues. That's not what 99% of these yahoos are doing. They're just saying, if Trump did it, I'm against it.
Bottom line, that's it. You've got a statement or a piece you guys put out on this at Heritage, right? On the airline?
We just posted on the website at heritage.org. You know, I have one of the world's absolute finest air analysts. He's a former F-16 pilot. He commanded the demonstration wing in the U.S. Air Force, long distinguished air combat career. If it flies, he knows about it. If he's probably shot it down at one time or another. And he's just been a blessing. You know, so first of all, the black boxes, right? The black boxes will not tell you if a missile shot the plane down, right? the best the black box will do is the pilot will just be having a normal conversation and it'll just end,
right,
which tells you
right.
that something catastrophic happened. Doesn't tell you that the plane was shot down. The biggest evidence would essentially be the perforating of the skin from shrapnel or the signs of where the explosion takes place, right? So if there's an explosion or a cockpit, there's no engine in the cockpit, right? And if there's shrapnel signs all over the skin, that would be a clear indicator. But the Iranians are bulldozing the site, which would take right, which isn't, you know, so that. And then the other thing is like, I mean, so they don't know if they fired air defense missiles or not.
I mean, like speaking of fake news, the mainstream media in this country seems hell-bent on accepting whatever the Iranian government state agency sends out as fact. And I'm,
right.
I'm mesmerized by that.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable that they will say, this is all Trump's fault. And then they will say, and the Iranians say it never happened.
Yeah, thank you. The Iranians say they killed 80 Americans when they fired those missiles the other day. And we know that didn't happen. So
right. So, I mean, yeah. So it's just incredible. It's so trite to say it's Orwellian, because in Orwell's world, it was the government that did all this. But this is a public media, which I'm all for the public media. And this is where I have a problem with this, the free speech is, let those yahoos say everything they want, because, you know, the American citizens look at that and they just laugh it off. Right. So I think that, you know, MSNBC and CNN should broadcast to their heart's content, and the fact that they have no viewers, I think, you know, the market has spoken. So
the market has spoken. Well put, my friend. I'll direct people to heritage.org to read more on that piece you guys put out on the airliner over there. Jim, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.